Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. Yay! Alice at 97.3.
That's Sarah how I Vinny. Say love.
Cigarettes and Valentine's?
You bet.
Yeah.
God, do I miss cigarettes.
Don't miss them. Just don't think about them.
What are you talking about? You miss them too, you liar.
I don't miss them.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. I'm still a total nicotine addict, and I do a vape pen every day. I don't miss them at all, Vinny. I would never.
When did you fall in love with cigarettes? When was that?
Would have been 84, my first year of college.
College?
Yeah. I mean, my mom and dad smoked my whole life, and I.
You never dabbled?
Sure.
I did.
I dabbled. When you're a kid, you steal a cigarette or you know.
Yeah,
but,
I mean, I would.
But no,
I, did that.
I never. I.
Me and Jason Cisco did that young.
Yeah.
Because Doyle always had him, his dad. And then we were like, well, we should just get our own. So we stole some.
Oh.
From the Safeway.
Yeah. I would just pull a few out of my mom's pack.
There were these bushes behind the Safeway we could sit in where people left dirty magazines. So
Oh my God. That was always so like nice. Everything you ever wanted.
Right.
Sitting next to your friend smoking with boners. Oh my God.
Well, I don't think that we did that.
Really?
We were actually too young to really do that yet. Mm. We were young.
Dude, you had pubic hair in second grade.
I know, like, but that doesn't mean I knew what the thing did yet.
Yeah, okay. Except you had a porno mag in front of you. You had to have some idea.
Well, I like girls. I mean, I was already into that. But yeah, we never did that, though. I can tell you that for sure. But I have standouts. I remember buying ciggies at Disneyland when I worked there.
Yeah.
Through the pull machine.
Oh, the pull machines. I used to like those just because when you're a kid, you could just pull on them.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing would fall.
Sitting there in the Disneyland Hotel in like, it wasn't the main lobby, but they had little off lobbies, like little spots where people could sit and take a break or whatever. And there I was taking a break from my shoe shining job. 12, everybody. Mm. My dumb little flat top haircut.
Oh.
So cool.
Mm-hmm. And then smoking cloves under a bridge. There's another standout in my head that I'm like, I don't know why I remember that in particular, but.
What bridge?
Anyway, thanks Green Day for the
what bridge?
Good memories.
What bridge? What bridge? What bridge were you under?
Just some bridge.
The Trolls
near my
Bridge?
House.
The Billy Goat Gruff was up above you? You were the troll?
Just
riddle
some
me
bridge.
This. Oh, that's funny.
Like cloves. There was a creek
I used to love that, cloves.
There was a creek that ran off the farm nearby that rolled through, so I'm sure that water was super sketchy with pesticide or whatever else they were up to.
Did you go swimming in it?
Of course we did.
Right. With your cloves, just float on your back.
No, not the two didn't
down
go
the
together,
lazy river.
But cloves would give you a head rush, so I certainly would be like, whoa. I'm falling over. Whoa. So dumb. The
just
hell.
Cloves. It felt so cool. Cloves. Kind of looked
so
like a joint.
Stinky.
Lick
too.
Your lips afterward. Oh my God. I love the smell of cloves.
You did?
Yeah.
Me too.
They would make you cough though, really. They were unfiltered.
Oh, they were harsh as hell. Mm. Yeah, you couldn't smoke a whole pack. Anyone who was like, I'm switching over to these. A week, you know, maybe not even a week, maybe a couple days later
nah,
would
they
be
were,
like.
They were like a once in a while thing. You'd buy the pack.
I can't do it.
Djarums.
My lungs are bleeding.
Is
I coughed blood.
Djarums?
Djarums, yeah.
And you'd have a pack and you'd have it forever. And you wouldn't even have to smoke a whole clove. Like you could just like, you know, you'd put the stub of it back into the box.
They were gross.
Oh, kids. Listen, yeah. I'm going to say something to the kids. You're not going to listen to me just because I'm an old lady. In my head, though, I'm still young. It's crazy how that happens, and you'll feel the same way. But I don't want to spoil it for you. You know, you gotta make those discoveries on your own. The worst thing you can do is start smoking. Because it's insidious how it takes you over. Your nicotine's bitch the rest of your life. You'll have dreams about it. Just don't do it.
I haven't smoked since 2006. And I still, like, I just heard Billy Joe singing about it and was like, oh,
cigarettes
yeah.
and Valentine's. And you're like, I know. It's because it becomes a little resident in you, the nicotine addiction. Nikki, you ever smoke?
No.
Ever? Not?
No. I can't stand the smell of it. And my grandma was a big smoker, so she would really advocate don't do it. And
yeah.
She, got, well, you... she died of lung cancer. So.
Oh. There you go.
Yeah, my
yeah
dad,
but did
my
she
dad
live to be 98?
No, in her 70s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm.
That seems
still
too young.
Too young
yeah. My dad would say, would just tell us stories about like how the house smelled and how
yeah.
like the ashtray was always in the kitchen. So it was always great. You're trying to make breakfast and then there's the cigarette. Oh. Yeah. It didn't sound like fun. So I was never interested in it.
That was everybody's life though back then.
That was, yeah. I'm telling you, my mom and dad smoked in the house. They had each had an ashtray on their bedside tables. There were ashtrays in the den. There were ashtrays. It was just, it was ashtray central. And you know, it's funny because I actually didn't notice it that much as a kid. They would, you know, they'd smoke in the car and they'd have the window cracked. But it would just, yeah, just didn't really notice it. I guess I was just completely inured to it.
Well,
grew up
normal.
With it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was normal.
She smoked and drank through all our pregnancies. That's why we're so great.
I never lived in a place where I could smoke freely.
Yeah.
Or I guess I just, because I did live alone at a certain point, but I just never smoked in the house, ever.
I did smoke in the first house. When I lived in St. Louis, I used to smoke in the basement. I was, you know, it's just before you had to leave the house. Now, then it just became, I don't want the place to smell like this.
I never grew comfortable enough with it. I never smoked around my parents, and I always knew that cute girls didn't want to hang with someone who smoked. Mm. So gross. Who wants to kiss
unless
somebody
they smoked?
Yeah, unless they smoked, then they were looking.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's
like, I'm
that,
a cute girl. You're a cute boy. Let's smoke together.
Yeah,
maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe
anyway.
We destroy each other completely.
You love that,
yeah.
Don't you?
I do. It's great.
It is a nice thing.
It is.
Oh,
it's the promise
notion.
Of destruction. I mean, we are going to ruin each other. I like it.
I wonder, have we proven out whether or not Travis was doing Kim? Do we know if that's a true statement his ex-wife was making?
I think that was just a rumor that one chick, because I looked into it, I couldn't find any validity.
Yeah. Well, nothing that either of them admitted to, but maybe Shayna Mokler, whatever the hell her name is, walked in on them. Maybe she knows for sure. Hmm. She certainly talks like she knows for sure.
Wow. Mm. You know what that's like, though, when you're
yeah.
butt
well,
hurt
couldn't they sue
over
her for
something and
for
you
defamation?
Just are, like, adamant.
Right. Yep.
Oh, by the way.
Yes.
I don't know if it's the full moon, but were the kids in your house crazy last night?
No.
My kids were crying kids were uncontrollably, like, on and off. There was a point after the dishes were done where I went, I'm out of here. Oh. I can't take it. I went up and hid in my room. They're
nice.
Just crying, just going off. Like, I was like, what are you crying? I don't know. Well, then stop.
Oh, mm-hmm.
The
girl, very emotional.
Wait, you were dealing with that too?
I was dealing with that earlier in the day. It wasn't at night, so that's good. But yeah, she cries and I try to tune her out. It's hard to do.
I can't do it.
I try to ignore her.
I can't do it.
Because the move is to ignore them.
Right.
I think.
Because then they realize that's not going to get them attention.
Mm-hmm. But it's hard because she's screaming in my ear.
And it's so right.
Or and they'll follow you. They will follow you while crying and make sure you know. It's.
I mean, yeah, she'll stop
crying. Seems like you don't know I'm crying.
I'll walk away.
She'll
walk up to me and go.
Should I cry louder?
You know what she
are
loves?
They just tired?
You know what she loves is when she goes, and I go, at the same time. And she goes, and I go, and I do the exact same pitch as her, just and it makes her so mad. So
Oh, you're instigating. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
What I like to do, I used to, when my kids would be crying for no reason, I put my hand over their mouth and go,
I used to do that.
You go, stop it! Stop it! I'm like, you're crying over nothing. Let's make it into a clown show.
I swear, I was sitting there going, maybe it's this, what's the moon that we got? I know it's full because I saw it as I drove
flower
in.
Flower blood moon.
Is it?
It sounds something. Like they're just really tired. You know when like kids cry...
Yeah,
when they're
for no
beyond
reason.
Exhaustion and they don't know how to express it.
I actually tried to explain that to the youngest one. You're crying right now because you didn't nap today. So
and then
tomorrow
they go,
you're
no,
gonna nap.
I'm not tired.
I'm not tired.
So stupid. I swear
right,
I was
Sarah.
Like, you got it?
Super flower blood moon.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. I'm a good rememberer. from
I think
things
it's tomorrow morning
hours.
At 4 is the time you'll get to see the eclipse. Yeah. It'll be the brightest and darkest
myself.
The moon ever is or something.
And yeah, I mean, look, there's going to be an eclipse. That's amazing. The brightest but the darkest color.
If super, you're interested.
Superhero blood moon. Super flower blood moon.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, flower.
Yeah. It's exciting. I love things like that, like eclipses. And.
Yeah, but will you get up and look at it?
Well, it will be up, yeah.
Around 4:10, I think.
Yeah. Now, this morning, it was huge and bright, and it reminded me on the drive in of, oh, yeah, the kids were bawling for no reason. Like, each of them were going off at different times for no
reason.
Maybe
it's the full moon.
And I thought, if there's anything to this full moon nonsense, maybe that's what was going on, because you couldn't be in my house. You would have left. If you were over, you'd have been like, all right,
there's
have a
no
good
fun
one.
At Vinny's house. There's
this
no
is
fun
your problem.
To be had.
Bye. Yeah. God. Clunk their heads together and push them outside.
Well, what are you going to do? They're kids. You can't really
that,
hurt them.
Clunk their heads
no,
together
you
and push
you
them outside.
That's not allowed. Don't clunk their heads together.
No, I know
little
what
melons.
I did. I just ran away. That's all. I went up to my room.
You ran away and then left them for Chris. Chris, they're yours.
Well,
take
it was
over.
Bath time, and that is when they're theirs, when they're cool. Hers, usually. But, oof, last night, oh.
What time did you get to sleep?
The usual, 9-something. Hmm. I can't go to bed at 8, like, especially in the summer. You're crazy. I don't know how you climb into bed at 7:30.
I like it. I actually like it. I read my book.
That's great that you can sleep. I would just be sitting there, and it wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
So
I need my 8 hours. I know that I need them because I can fall asleep at 7:30. Even, you know what I mean? Like, that is the natural time when I start to, my eyes start to burn.
You're a
and
good
I just
little
know
sleeper.
It. Instead of going, ah, I just go, it's time for bed for me. It's time for bed. I've grown up to the point where I can put myself to bed. It
you.
Does suck. It sucks, though. It'll be like 10 past 7. I'll be like, oh, God, it's getting so late. And everyone in my family just giggles at me. I'm like, good for you, night owls.
Well, yeah,
good for
right.
You. Enjoy the life
started.
I've made for you. You little, I know. Most people are just getting started. 7:30, they're like, oh, my work day's done. I've finished dinner. Now I'm going to entertain myself. I'm going to, you know, do whatever it is I like to do.
I guess. I don't know. I think TV's so boring. I don't know how people
I
can
am
call it.
With
like,
you.
What I'll do from 7 to midnight is TV. Right.
Well, people do other stuff. If they have a hobby or something, they have a little time to work on it or... Maybe their kids are driving them crazy. They can do that.
You should watch the Pink documentary. That's what I watched.
I know. A lot of people were saying yesterday after we were talking about Pink winning that Icon Award that, you know, you want to see
a mother's
love. Really? Tell me.
Yeah, it's so good. I loved it. I just love Pink even more now. And there's parts where she's dealing with her kids. It reminded me of Vinny. Like, there's this one part where she's trying to get her little boy ready for bed. And it was a... Or, I don't know, something, trying to get the kid dressed. And she just, like, looks at the camera. She's like, you know, people, and she cusses throughout the thing. She's like, people think Pink doesn't deal with any nonsense. But, look, I'm eating all of it. Because, and she starts cracking up because she had no control of her kid. She's just running around. She's just, whatever.
Well, like, happens.
Yeah. But it's, like, those, it's and, like, the way she talks to her kids is just so cool.
Like, what is that on again?
Amazon Prime. Right, and then they show.
I'll watch that today. I gotta give myself a reminder.
At the she's at some stadium. I forgot the stadium name, but they show her just flying around the stadium singing, and the camera's flying with her. It looks so cool. I highly suggest it.
Ah,
yeah, Well, her shows are kick ass.
And then her daughter.
Anyone
Will,
doing aerials at their own show? That's and still singing.
Yeah,
it's
and then
amazing.
Her she just let her daughter Willow just climb up all the way like. To the top of the rafters on the stage. They put a helmet on her and a harness, and she just climbed all the way to the top, and they were on the ground. She's like, I don't know, 7, 6. She just let, she's and she was like, go! And she just kept going. I'm like, I would not be okay with that, but she thought it was so cool that her daughter
went
up
the
there.
The kid's in a harness, and also Pink is crazy. So
yeah, well, she was meeting some guy up there, like one of the stagehands.
That's
but
so funny.
It was super tall.
Imagine those kids and the life that they're having. What an amazing adventure.
And they go to every show, and she said a bad word, and her daughter goes, "That's a bad word." She goes, "It's tour language. Now get out of the car."
We're not home.
That's awesome.
It was so cool. I really suggest it.
And it's, I think, fine, use the tour language around the kids. The kids are with you.
Yeah.
Like that's, those kids are having a magic life.
And her husband's with her too, and he's in charge of the kids. Like,
did they squabble a lot? They bicker a lot, her and her husband?
Not in the documentary. Like, she talks about that, like how they're complete opposites. And how he compliments her so well. She's like, because I'm the one with the huge ego. And he's so patient. And he would deal with all the kids' stuff. So there's just one part where she's like, I don't know how I'm going to do this in the morning. Because her husband was taking Willow back to the States to go to summer camp. So she was going to keep the baby. She's like, I don't know how I'm going to do it. Because he's the one who gets up with the kids in the morning.
He's the John.
Yeah.
He's her John, and he just took off with the easy kid. Yeah. He sucks. Yeah.
But it's really cute to see how they interact with each other during tour and everything like that. So I suggest watching it, even with Christina. I think Christina will like it.
Well,
it's
if you
so
listen
cute.
To her music, you hear that about their fighting because she sings about it. And so
they've broken up a few times,
yeah.
too.
It would be nice to see them getting along because the impression you get is that they are on the verge of a divorce any second now.
She even compliments him, like saying how in this industry it's probably hard for him to take a step back and support a woman. Like, you don't really see that. And it's been 19 years he's been doing that. Just gave up his career and is going to every event and supporting her. And she just kept saying, like, he's an amazing guy, an amazing father, and I picked the right partner. So I think
that's
they're
what
fine.
It is. That's it's exactly a solid John partnership.
Right, yeah, it sounds
I
like
know. I'm thinking, you know, it is like of the two of us. Like John is so talented, and he just, you know, he leads my support team. It's ridiculous. Like, what a horrible thing to say about another person, and yet that job is there's no me without him. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe there's no Pink. Well, although there might still be Pink without Carrie.
There's this one scene.
It seems like she's pretty good.
There's this one scene where her daughter got really sick with like a fever. And so she
is
went
it a COVID
to,
thing.
We're talking
this
about
was 2018.
Pink. What is this called again?
All I Know So Far
Prime
on Amazon Prime. And she asked her daughter, like, "Oh, did you feel better when I gave you the NyQuil, like the coughing medicine?"
Oh.
And her daughter responds, "Well, I don't. Because she was like, did you cough throughout the night?" That's what Pink asked. And her daughter responds, "I don't know. I was asleep." And then Pink just, like, with a quick response and attitude, Pink just looks at the camera like, well, like, because it's, like, something she would respond back with. So it's just funny to see how she interacts with her kids.
She's like, oh, look, the kids are turning into me.
Yeah.
This is crazy. You know,
it's
they
awesome.
Are. They're going to be little forces to be reckoned with. Like, she, you know, that Willow, she can already sing. She clearly has a confidence to climb to the top of the scaffolding because mm-hmm. her mom's going, yeah, come on, you can do it.
Yeah.
I mean, this is great. I can't wait to watch
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and she even asked her daughter, like, do you want to come on stage with me and sing this song or do you want to do this? Like, and so she's like, I don't know. And she just hangs backstage and then she comes on stage when she wants. And Pink encourages it. So
it's the best gift Pink could give her because Pink could easily say,
no,
this
don't
is mom's
come
thing.
Around here.
This is mom's thing.
You're yeah. messing up yeah. my thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Like it's
I'm
going to
be gone
option.
For 6 months on this tour.
Right, mm-hmm. right. So it's that's the best gift she could give her. Is yep. like, here's a chance at something phenomenal.
Yeah.
A singing career.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how it works.
I'm doing it really well and successfully. Uh-huh. So, right. yeah, you let me know when you're ready to take
here's
whatever the next step is. Right. Yeah.
Here's your boost, oh, Dad. Good for her.
Yeah, yeah. It's awesome. You should watch it.
Nicole watches a lot of TV. I think she watches the most TV out of all of us.
I think so too. Mm-hmm. It's good though. I feel like we can give her assignments, like mm-hmm. you know,
yeah,
hey, watch
thing?
This or that. Like she watched the Demi Lovato thing, and she,
oh, yeah.
you know,
all of them.
Well, I love yeah. documentaries.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Keep watching them. Keep telling us about it. If you watch one, tell me. I'll be like, all right, let's hear about it.
Yeah, I watched the Jonas Brothers have one.
Soldier.
What?
Oh, Jonas Brothers.
Yeah,
how's that one?
It's okay.
I don't want to hear about that.
The Marvel's Falcon and Winter Soldier. I highly recommend that
oh,
one.
Oh, you watched that yesterday?
Uh-huh. I finished it yesterday.
Is it a movie? Or
the, started over
you're
the
talking
weekend.
About the
it's
the
a
show?
Series.
The
it's
series?
A six-episode series, and it's right. pretty long. I mean, they're like 45 minutes each.
Yeah.
At least. But I know Vinny would love it. I mean, because you're in the Marvel
I started
universe.
It. So okay. I definitely, I haven't gotten back to finishing it yet. But it's movie quality or close mm-hmm. to it. They it do is. A great job. There's flying mm-hmm. scenes where the dude, you know, takes off Falcon, and you go, wow, yeah. that's great.
Yeah. Super cool. Really
see, I'm not into ass. That stuff.
Yeah, you'll what? Love it. I don't know about Nicole, but I mean, she wants to watch Bridgerton and
yeah, oh, Bridgerton's so good.
Documentaries, but
I'm on like episode yeah, like three of too. Downton Abbey. I'm going slow with that one.
Downtown. I can't believe you're not tearing through. But look, it might maybe it's not for you. Wow.
Well, I think I'll pick up. It's just I don't know. I feel like I'm losing a lot of parts, so I have to like connect the dots. There's just a lot of characters to keep up with. There are. So
yeah.
Sounds fun though.
You when you get to the part where the Turkish ambassador's son shows up at the house, that's when the series takes off.
Oh, okay.
The Turkish yeah. ambassador.
Yeah.
Ooh.
The people who know what I'm talking about.
All right.
You'll be like, oh my God. Oh my God. This is crazy. Did she just what?
Okay.
Yeah, it's good. Anyway. It's Tuesday.
Yep.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. KLOC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back.
Sarah and Vinny.